how much joy could I possibly feel right now? And attempt just all of the attempts, right? Even if it's 100 attempts a day to clear, delete, block in your mind, say, nope, I'm not available for this thought, but I am available for this thought.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And this is our last day on the road. You guys have been on the road for about a month and a half. And if you have followed any of my journey since the beginning of this podcast, which was like 4 years ago, I truly have struggled with being outside of my routine. And I can honestly say that I am at a place where I am figuring it out. It feels good to be outside of my routine. I don't have it 100% yet, and I never will, but I absolutely know how to figure it out on the road now. And if anything, it has truly expanded my level of what I think I am capable of handling and managing while being on the road, traveling, sketchy Wi-Fi, being around family, and managing all of those things. And I have to say that you really have to throw yourself out of your normal environment in order to see what you're capable of. And that reminds me of what I get to go home to. I get to go home to one of my best friends' events, Powerhouse Women. Lindsay Schwartz runs that event. And so many women are going to be showing up there outside of their normal daily routine. They're going to be outside their comfort level. It's going to be definitely something that is uncomfortable for so many people, including myself. And this is definitely something that we need to do often in order to expand our capacity for what we are capable of. And I don't want to just talk about expanding our capacity for what we believe we're capable of by changing up our environment and energy, but I also want to talk about expanding your capacity for joy. I noticed that, you know, before I leave, sometimes I get in a routine of being on social media a lot or constantly being in my email and believing that something has to be a certain way or that I really have to grind and I really have to hustle for different things. And what I learned on the road is that truly, you can get outside of your environment and away from the things that maybe you think are keeping you in your routine or away from the things that you don't even realize are causing stress and overwhelm. And I noticed that the more days I spent outside of social media, the more that my nervous system started to calm down, the more that my brain started to get back into creativity instead of comparison, the more that my mind started to open up to new ideas and to really thinking of ways that I want to be and handle the feelings of having a lot on my plate and even questioning, what is a lot on my plate? Like, what does that actually look like? How many days per week do I actually need to be glued to my email and to social media? And can I actually be present in those places while not being on it all of the time? And the answer to all of those things was a resounding yes. And I know that I'm facing a challenge with going home and getting back in a routine because I love my routine. I feel so good in it until I don't. And this is just a reminder to see if you are feeling overwhelmed, or you're noticing that you're going into the fear, or you're noticing that you're going into the anxiety, it's probably because our environment or the things that we are doing and choosing, and I want to replace that. It's not probably. It is because our environment and the things that we're choosing to think about, focus on, and be completely immersed in are reflecting back to us that we should feel overwhelmed, that we are on someone else's agenda instead of ours, aka your email box, aka your text list, aka or your text messaging, aka your anything that has direct line to you. All of those messages, all of those emails, all of those texts are someone else's agenda, someone else's agenda. So it is remembering that it is on their timeline, and we choose if we decide to answer it immediately, to feel the burden of someone deciding that they want something done right now, or they want us to be at something or speak at something or do something or, you know, help out with something. These are all the decisions that we get to decide how often we want to show up in those things. Let's take a second. I want to remind you about Talkspace. When you are in a low point, you might feel totally alone, but over 50% of Americans struggle with their mental health. I can absolutely tell you that while building my new business, I have absolutely needed to reach out and ask people to process some emotions, some different feelings of a lot of pressure that I was experiencing. And I'm so grateful that I had this support system to be able to talk through it and to be able to get the advice that I needed to feel better. I do this all of the time, except not everybody has these support systems that they've created. So if you don't have this yet, I love Talkspace. They make it easy to match with a licensed therapist and schedule live video sessions all from the comfort of your device. You can start messaging your therapist the same day you sign up. Makes it so incredibly easy, whether you're a parent, a student, a millennial, or just someone having a tough day. Talkspace can provide the support to help you feel better with a single message. So whether you're experiencing depression, anxiety, or other problems, maybe you're feeling a lot of pressure, maybe you're taking on different pressures of the world and feeling the energy of the world right now, Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform to help you sort through any issue. Thousands of licensed therapists are available for you to match with. You can start feeling better with a single message. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with promo code HAPPY. That's $100 off when you use code HAPPY at Talkspace.com. You guys, if you are a verbal processor like me, you are absolutely going to love this and feel completely different right away. And I know you're thinking right now, well, what if I need to be consistent? What if I'm building a business? There are ways to do it by setting boundaries around what you're doing, times that you're going to answer back, times that you're going to look in your email. And if you're feeling overwhelmed and anxious, and it's towards the beginning of the day, and you think, okay, if I just get rid of all of these messages and I answer all of these emails right away, then maybe I'll feel better. Maybe in the morning you flip it like I'm flipping it, where you get all of your creativity and all of the things that you want to get done, that one needle moving thing that you want to get done for the day, along with that one needle moving habit for your health, and focusing on the joy and allowing yourself to sit for 5 or 10 minutes and really think about the feeling that you want for the day, or think about that that goal or that dream that you want and just sit in those feelings for 5 to 10 minutes and really feel it. That's how manifestation happens, right? You have to sit in those feelings and then you have to put the action towards it immediately after. So that maybe that's sending an email to somebody scary. Maybe that's reaching out to get an email from someone. Maybe that's asking 5 different questions to 5 different people and seeing what answers come back throughout the day. And then later in the afternoon, when your energy's starting to fizzle down, that's when you go in and you answer all those monotonous messages. That's when you go in and you answer those texts. That's when you go in and you answer those DMs so that you are not wasting all of that energy and filling your mind right away with comparison or I should be doing that or I should be doing this. And you're really thinking about what you should be doing in the morning by getting into the feeling of your vision, into the feeling of your dream, staying aligned with that, and then moving the needle forward with that one other action and observing. When am I going into overwhelm? When am I going into fear and anxiety and saying, how good can I take it? That's one of my favorite phrases that my friend Lindsay Sikornik always says. When I go into overwhelm and anxiety, instead of choosing that, because that's just a default response as a human being, right? You can say, nope, I don't want to feel this way. How good can I take it? How much joy could I possibly feel right now? And attempt just all of the attempts, right? Even if it's 100 attempts a day to clear, delete, block in your mind, say, nope, I'm not available for this thought, but I am available for this thought, right? So I do that hundreds of times a day. That is your brain. And so many people say, well, that doesn't work. Well, you have to keep on trying because your brain is truly just a machine that goes into its old patterns until you do a new pattern enough that you actually are reconnecting and rewiring your brain in order to choose joy first, or just that default when fear goes off, you say, nope, choosing again. You guys, I hope that this helps because at the end of the day, if you can clear out the anxiety, if you can clear out the fear, if you can take care of yourself and really focus on the feelings that you want, that is going to open up your capacity of joy, which is where all great ideas come from, which is where all energy in order to move forward on your dreams is going to come from. That's where all of those beautiful collaborations and ideas on who you should be collaborating with and doing what, you need to make space for those. And there's no room if you are in fear, if you are in anxiety, and if you are in overwhelm. Your runway is completely taken up by those things. So you guys, I'm sending you so much love. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.